Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And great to be with you from the Sunbury Motors Studio. Today's show being brought to you by our great friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, imports, domestics, microbrews. It's time to stock up for a big Final Four weekend, or even the start of Major League Baseball. Or if you're a fan of AAA baseball, Chris Bryant. Imports, domestic microbrews, they have the best selection of beer anywhere. And on top of it, soft drinks, snacks. They roast the peanuts fresh and hot every day. And, of course, they have the pickle bar, which is second to none. I shall be stopping there when I'm done with our little sojourn here through the next 2 hours. Coming up on today's show, we're going to go to Indianapolis. We're going to talk to Will Thiemann, the play-by-play voice of Michigan State basketball, and we'll then talk to the play-by-play voice of Wisconsin basketball and football, Matt LePay, to preview tomorrow's Final Four games. In a station where most of the people are dressed professionally and well-groomed, there's Kevin Herr, who thinks a goatee. Have you seen the Kevin Spacey commercial?
Which one?
Where he's talking about trends, and you can spot when the trend is over.
I don't know if I've seen that one, but okay.
Pick up on it this weekend, because the trend is over.
I beg to differ. The trend is continuing.
No.
That's according to you.
According to me. I look at Sean Carey. I look at Drew Kelly, well-groomed, looking professional. I mean, you look like you're out logging.
Actually, I think I look tougher with it. That's what I was going for, is a little tougher image.
You've already been to Brewers Outlet, haven't you?
No, but I'm probably going to need to at the end of this program.
Oh, come on. 800-795-9565, 800-795-9565. It's been interesting listening to all the conversation about Chris Bryant of the Chicago Cubs. Actually, not with the Cubs, technically. His agent's making his play. He's making his play. The union, which he's not even on the 40-man roster, so, I mean, what they say is irrelevant. This has been done a variety of ways. When was Mike Trout called up? When was Bryce Harper called up? When was Springer called up? All were done exactly the same way. There's nothing illegal as to what they did at all. And nothing that, by the way, that it hasn't been done before, and there's nothing wrong with it. Now, people talked about it being a great business move. That's the part I am going to dispute. And here's the reason I'm going to dispute it. If he is ready to play now, play him. And I know 12 days, 9 games. Well, what's 9 games, 12 days? Because you know what? Here's one part nobody ever talks about. Who knows how good he's going to be when he's 29? How good was Clint Hurdle when he was 29? He was on the cover of Sports Illustrated. I don't know how good he's going to be at 29. He could be Mike Trout at 29. Okay? He could be Mike Trout at 29. Or he could be Matt Harvey. I don't know. Nobody knows. The Cubs don't know. I also know that it sends this signal to your fan base. If he's one of your best 12 players coming out of spring training, don't you want your best 12 players out there? Every game does count. And I always love this. Well, it's April, whatever. Do some research. Outside of the Cleveland Indians the last couple of years, most teams that do well in April and May usually have built up enough collateral for a finishing kick.
Well, isn't this guy batting above 400?
Well, he's doing everything. He's hit 9 home runs. I mean, he's batting over 400. He's played extremely well.
Exactly. Why would you not want him on your major league roster, even in a fill-in role for now?
Well, fill-in, I'd be starting him.
Well, if he's your best player at that position, why would you send him down?
Look, I understand the business part of this. I understand that if they keep him down for 12 days, 9 games, they get an extra year out of him. My point is this. Okay, I don't know what 28 or 29, what kind of player he's going to be. That's the part that nobody ever talks about. Nobody knows what kind of player he's going to be. What are you, some sort of Svengali?
Yeah, I don't understand. I see a lot of this manipulation of the contract.
Look, his agent wants more money down the road.
Well, of course.
Like blah, blah, blah. I got it.
But
okay?
The team's manipulating the contract. There's no reason to send him down unless you're trying to save some bucks later on.
Yeah, but what does later on mean?
Well,
everybody that plays for the future, you know what? That means you're not playing for the present. And teams that play for the future, 9 times out of 10, don't have a future.
But it's the Cubs. They've been playing for the future for how long?
Just play. Why'd you sign John Lester? I mean, why? Explain to me why you signed John Lester. I mean, you signed John Lester because you thought that he was going to be a guy that could help you win. Well, don't you want to win? You can move up. First of all, you're a last-place team. I'd want to win.
And if this guy is as talented as his numbers show in the spring, wouldn't you want somebody on the roster that gets fans excited and may actually want to come out to the ballpark?
Well, they've lived for a long time on the basis that people want to come out and see Wrigley Field.
That fades. And I believe it. I believe fades when you don't have a team to watch either.
This isn't Philadelphia, okay? This is people, you know, out-of-towners want to go to Wrigley Field. They want to see it.
Well, I get that, but is your fan base out-of-towners or is your fan base Cubs fans?
Well, they still want to go. They still want to go. So, I mean, that is part of all of this.
Are you surprised Josh Hamilton did not get any suspensions?
Well, not yet. They just haven't made up their mind yet.
Well, baseball announced earlier today that they will not, he will not be suspended.
No.
After an arbitrator decided he did not violate his drug treatment program.
If that's what they decided, so be it. Yeah. Not going to get bent out of shape over it either way. He's the one that's got a problem. I mean, his problems are deeper than a suspension, okay? I mean, there's certain points
in
life.
And there's a longer recovery than just, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
All right. I mean, his problem's deeper than a suspension. It'd be pure and simple. And that is far deeper. Final Four, by the way, coming up tomorrow. For the first time ever on cable, it is on TBS. Kevin doesn't like that.
No, actually, I love what they're doing with it. I love the idea of having, both broadcasts and a national broadcast available. I think that's a great idea.
Well, you're going to have the two local broadcasts on TNT and TBS. TNT and True TV will have that. And you can get the quote local flavor of the broadcast that leans more toward your team. Last year was great because some people had complained about it. I can't believe how somewhat biased they seem. And Charles Barkley said, those are the team cast. You people are idiots.
That was the best.
You people are idiots. And you do have to wonder sometimes. You do have to wonder. No matter how many times you explain it to somebody, you just sit there and go, really? Okay. Because they're, believe me, I made speeches along the way to groups, and I'll be asked questions, and I'll be standing up there thinking to myself, really?
Well, do you think that CBS and Turner are going to run some sort of scroll on their bottom line saying,
"Oh, who
you're
cares?
Watching." Well, but if you just,
who cares?
If you don't know,
if you can't figure out it's not Jim Nance, then you don't watch basketball.
Again, if I would not hear Jim Nance in the Final Four, I would think something unusual has happened. I don't know that everybody else would. By the way, I found another neat little Facebook map. I know you love these things. But the Final Four Facebook map shows the majority of the country supporting Kentucky, Duke coming in second, especially hard in the Northeast, while Wisconsin is third in Minnesota and Wisconsin, and Michigan State only popular in Michigan.
That's fine. Who cares? All right, 800-795.
It's intriguing.
Huh?
It's intriguing because it goes back to what you were saying last week. Big Ten basketball fans, you have two teams in the Final Four.
Yeah, and yeah.
And that's the reaction you're getting from Big Ten fans. That's exactly right. Okay.
Yeah, but you're fans of your team.
I agree.
Okay, you're fans of your team. That's who you're fans of. Okay? You're fans of your team. So I would expect people in Wisconsin to be rooting like crazy for Wisconsin and people in Michigan to be rooting like crazy for Michigan State. But Michigan State's not even the number one team in their own state. Michigan is. I've been there enough.
No, I don't doubt that.
So this is where Lawrence is every day. This is palatial. This is unbelievable.
The chair is rather cushy, too.
The chair, the entire setup. I mean, God, my goodness, this guy's pampered. What the heck's going on here? Oh, that list of complaints he puts out on Facebook, I don't quite get it. We'll come back with more in a moment. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
This year marks Sunbury Motor Company's 100th year in business, and we will be keeping the same tried and true values we've had ever since we opened our doors, guaranteeing your car buying experience will be smooth and hassle-free. No spinning a wheel for specials you don't need or want. No pushy sales staff pouncing on you as soon as you arrive. No sideshow yelling. Since we began back in 1915, we have strived to be your most trusted friend when it comes to all of your new car needs, whether that's in sales or service. We strive to offer you as many viable options as we possibly can. Sunbury Motor Company always carries a line of few other auto dealers in our area can compete with. With our inventory of Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln vehicles, there should be no problems with finding the right vehicle to fit your needs. Our friendly and trustworthy staff is knowledgeable in all of our products and stand ready to answer all of your questions and meet all of your needs. In honor of 100 years in business, SMC is introducing the all-new Auto Club, where Sunbury Motors will pay you for every mile you drive. Be sure to ask us about our Auto Club benefits. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza and at sunburymotors.com. Proudly owned by the Mertz family since 1915.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
Of course, scoring plays were automatically reviewed, so that was a moot point. All right.
Not for a penalty.
They're automatically reviewed.
Yeah, but he was talking about for a penalty, to find a holding penalty or something like
that. They're automatically reviewed.
The scoring part of it, but do they look for a penalty?
They're not allowed to.
Well, that was the discussion.
Oh, every time I bring up something about him, you defend him. Sometimes he's wrong, okay?
Well, in this particular case...
Oh, knock it off.
It's out of context what you're listening to. He's talking about the option that they were reviewing for a penalty.
Oh, loving him so much. Jeez. Okay? Scoring plays are automatically reviewed.
I understand that, but that's not what he was referring to in that out-of-context promotional announcement.
Blah, blah. Use a different promo.
Just for you.
For the audience.
It's great to see you, by the way.
For the audience, you got to use it. Scoring plays are automatically reviewed. Well, if they're automatically reviewed and you're allowed to see penalties in there, guess what? Okay, if you're allowed to see a penalty on a play, that means on a scoring play, you'd be able to call pass interference.
Yes.
Okay,
and I don't
which
think
means
should.
It's automatically reviewed to begin with. So if it's in the rule that you can call a penalty on a review, okay, a scoring play is automatically reviewed. It's a bad point.
But the point he was trying to make.
The bad point.
The point he was trying to make was looking for the penalty, using review or having a coach review to look for the penalty.
Yeah, he
that
said.
That was what he was talking
no,
about.
No, he said you throw a challenge flag. You can't throw a challenge flag on that play. It's an automatic review.
All right. In the example he gave, it was probably a poor example then.
There's a very poor example because if the rule stated that you can find a penalty in there, scoring plays and turnovers are automatically reviewed in the NFL, which means you could look for a penalty because the rules would then allow you to do it.
That's too deep. You've dug too deep into it.
Not too deep. I wouldn't use that as a promo. It's a bad example.
Well, I like the promo, so I'm using it.
Oh, brother.
And besides, I think a reviewed to have a penalty looked at is stupid.
I agree. I think it's wrong. You know, there is one penalty you're allowed to review. Let's see how good you are.
Oh, I remember talking about this with you too.
Penalty you're allowed to review is whether or not you cross the line of scrimmage.
The illegal forward pass.
Throwing the football.
I remember having the conversation.
Yeah, you're allowed to review that. That's the one penalty you are allowed to review.
And in college, they review the penalty they review is an ejection for targeting.
Well, they have that, but you're allowed to review for over the line of scrimmage.
Right, but I meant in addition, because you can actually be ejected for targeting and they have to review that.
Right, yeah, but the penalty's already been called on that play.
And I'm fine with that kind of review.
Yeah.
If you're reviewing to make sure that the ejection is appropriate, that's fine.
Yeah, well.
But I wouldn't want to see a 70-yard run down to the 5-yard line and then the coach throw a challenge flag because he saw a hold back at the 10-yard line.
I understand. I don't want that in there. I don't want that in there to begin with. I don't think penalties should be reviewed. That's why you have officials. They see a penalty, you know, they don't see it, so be it. The heck with it. That's how I view it. And I don't think it should be a reviewable play. His example, bad, because if the rule were in place, you're automatically reviewing that play to begin with. Right?
I'm not arguing with you.
You're automatically reviewing the play to begin with.
All right.
Okay? It's an automatic. It would be an automatic thing because now both would be in the context of the rules.
I'm just saying you have to listen to the whole show, not just the context.
Which means I got to listen about the Rolling Stones tour, about Bruce Springsteen, and who's a better athlete. Yeah, okay.
I enjoyed that, actually.
Yeah. Well, that makes one of us. All right.
Did you see the teal turf going in Conway, South Carolina?
No.
Home of the Chanticleers?
Yeah.
Love the teal turf.
That's great. Nobody's going to play on it, but that's all right.
I'm actually hoping that Bucknell can put them on the schedule and make a trip down there right around Labor Day weekend. That would be nice.
Well, okay then.
Just take a. It's only a short jaunt over to the beach. Although, with the way they've been playing football lately, I don't know that I'd want to have Coastal Carolina on my schedule. They've been playing some decent football.
I've only seen them once in person.
Yes, that's true. We both saw them at the same time there.
I've only seen them once in person. The one time I saw them in person, that was also the Thursday before that game that Joe hurt his hip. So that's what that's the most memorable part of the game.
That was a sunny day that particular day. There was another. Well, no, the reason I'm asking is because I went to a couple of opening days right around that time period, and one of them was the remnants of a hurricane, and it just rained over the stadium the entire game. It didn't seem like it was raining anywhere else in the state of Pennsylvania except over Beaver Stadium that entire game, but I don't remember who was playing. I just remember being cold, being wet, and a lot of hot chocolate being sold in August, which was really unusual.
So, in other words, you were miserable.
Not much different than most days.
I was going to say, I'm trying to figure out the difference.
It's so nice having you in studio.
Shave that thing. It's just, wow. I'm just trying to help you out professionally here.
Oh, yeah. That should work. It was a full beard a couple of months ago. It's gotten to half now.
Are you having some sort of midlife crisis?
Every day.
What? Lawrence really has it soft here. Hey, TV lights here and everything.
Just don't use the foot massager. That's weird.
Ugh.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us. We're brought to you today by our great friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. You have to stock up for the weekend and do what I'm going to do tonight. Go to Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. They also have soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And on top of that, they also have the outstanding pickle bar. And I shall be making a stop there before I leave here today. I'm in the Sunbury Motor Studio, ironically in the Sunbury Broadcasting Palatial Mark Lawrence Studio. All of Mark's awards up on the wall.
Notice it's not a memorial studio.
Well, that could be arranged. Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry, was the mic on?
And Kevin is driving another great Sunbury Motors vehicle. He had turned one in today, though.
The 2015 Ford Fiesta is back at Sunbury Motors North 4th Street. You can get it in a SE model in an EcoBoost engine. It's available in a 1 liter. Now, did not get a chance to drive the 1 liter, but I can tell you that the 1.6 rather standard 4 engine gets about 32 around town, even more on the highway. You can imagine what the 3-cylinder 1.0 EcoBoost engine will get you. And there's a lot of power in that little small engine there. So something you need to check out at Sunbury Motors. It's available in a 4-door sedan with the titanium edition that comes complete with the Supreme sound system, including HD radio capabilities. And it's also available in a 5-door hatchback in the SSE and titanium, the 2015 Ford Fiesta. Find out how you can sign and ride for zero down payment, first month payment. All that available at Sunbury Motors North 4th Street, Sunbury. Find out more by visiting sunburymotors.com. You can see their full selection of Ford Fiestas.
Fabulous. 800-795-9565. Matt LePay will team in next half hour from Indianapolis to talk to us about the Final Four. There's a lot of in-depth analysis going on about the Final Four. And then Kevin tells us what Facebook thinks.
Facebook thinks it's going to be Duke and Kentucky.
I think almost everybody thinks it's going to be Duke and Kentucky. A couple things about that. First of all, Duke and Michigan State did play earlier this year. Played in Indianapolis, I believe. And it was Duke winning by 10, but really Okafor owned the game. It was really the nation's first exposure to him, and Michigan State did not handle him well. Winslow was a bit player in what was going on. Now Winslow is a great player in all of this. But the teams are dramatically different now than when they played back in November. Okafor, for one thing, to me looks a little tired. And I think he's been good, not great in the tournament, and I think that in part because he is a little bit tired. Michigan State's not a team. Tom Izzo doesn't like to double a lot. They may have to do a little bit of that. Winslow may be matched up at times on Brandon Dawson. He might be matched up on Denzel Valentine. Valentine, Trice, and Dawson are playing their best basketball at just the right time. But guys like Costello and Schilling are going to have to play really well. Depth does not matter much in this section of the tournament, as I pointed out before. Duke is down to 8 scholarship players. Essentially, Wisconsin plays 7, maybe a little bit with 8, because now they've got Trey Jackson back. But that doesn't matter at all either, because the television contracts are structured in such a way where the breaks are longer. I think they're 4 minutes for the under 16, 12, 8, and 4. and the first use it or lose it in the first half called by the coach is a long timeout, so you sit down for that one. And, of course, the standard, the first timeout of the second half, is also called by the coach a long timeout, but that's a standard anyway. So you have built-in breaks left and right. So fatigue does not become an issue in the game. Where depth comes into play is if you have foul trouble. That's where depth comes into play in these games. And that's going to be an important part, staying out of foul trouble. Wisconsin, which has been brilliant at playing without fouling. Oh, Kevin sent me a note about Tiger Woods.
It's a Tiger update.
Oh, that's great. Well, so what?
Tiger's going to play in the Masters. That's
yeah, breaking, that's it. Breaking news.
It was sarcasm. Listen, it's breaking news if you're CBS.
Why? He might not make the weekend.
Doesn't matter. Then ESPN, how's that? Because they have the first few rounds.
Yeah, but he might not make, which he might only be on one day.
That's one day more than he's been on for the last, what, 9 weeks or so?
Yeah, but if he's not playing well, it's no draw.
I don't know about that. No. I think it's the same thing with Tiger Woods as it is Kentucky. No. You either want to see him win or lose.
I think there's a point where if you watch him and he's not and he's all over the place, you turn it off and go, all right, he's nothing's changed.
I think there's a fan base that wants to see him lose as much as win, though.
Yeah, but that's when he's in contention. Not when he's shooting 82.
I just want to see him shoot 82. It makes me feel better about my other.
This is where I'm going to miss Mahoney.
What, golf season?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, he does a great job. I mean, but I'm going to miss him because when we go out and we play as a foursome, Drew's a good player. I can certainly hold my own. Mahoney compensates for you.
Yeah, he's the balance.
Drew and I can't compensate for you.
I actually, every four holes, I hit a shot that's almost usable. And then somebody else hits a better shot.
And that makes you mad.
Yes, it does. I'm not proud of it, but it does happen.
I mean, this is what Mahoney was in here earlier.
Oh, boy.
And we were explaining, he was helping me out with the IP address here, which is like all over the lot. And I said, see, that's a good teammate. And you freely admit it. You're out for yourself.
No, I do like to see my shots be used because it doesn't happen very often. And it seemed like last year, especially when we played the Purdy tournament, every time I hit a good shot was at a time where somebody else hit a better one. You know, when you only hit a handful of good shots, you want them to be usable. You want them to be effective.
I don't care who hits them. I just want to take the best one and move on.
I want it to be mine.
Oh, my goodness.
But anyway, I interrupted your thought there about the Final Four with the Tiger Woods update.
Yeah, he's going to, so what?
I might have a Tim Tebow update coming up soon if he goes to Canada.
Oh, good, let him go. That's why God created passports. Yeah, very, very quickly. I mean, obviously, Woods will be a draw, so blah, blah, blah for the Masters. But you know what? I was reading the SI golf issue. There isn't a single person that thinks he's back.
No, I don't think you'll find anybody thinks that as well.
In fact, I think they think one of the opinions was he's done.
Is he done because of injury? Is he done because of the personal struggles in his life? Or is he done because of the combination?
All of it. All of it. I mean, when you go out there, okay, for example, and you chip your tooth, and you have to have a press conference about it, why? Why? Why do you need a press conference about that? I'd be looking at everybody going, why do I have to do this? That's absurd.
Yeah, but how much of that's him and how much of it is the room being filled when it's him?
Yeah, but he shouldn't have to do it.
Cool. Well, who are you blaming there is what I'm asking.
The circus around him.
Okay. No, I would agree with you.
I mean, why does he have to have a press conference to tell everybody why he chipped his tooth and then have people doubt why he chipped his tooth? It's a tooth. He chipped it. That stinks. Why do you have to have a press conference about it? I mean, I'd retire for that reason. I look around and go, I don't need this. What the heck do I need this for? I just want to play golf. I've been around, you know, look, I've been around, all right, different personality, different realm, okay? But do you know how many times Joe Paterno told me personally, I just want to coach?
Oh, I've been in the room a few times, media room. You could tell he was not fond of that scenario.
Well, that's part of it. I mean, look, it's not dealing with, but there's all sorts of things you got to do. You know, fundraising, talk, you know, the list of things that they need you to do, you know, whatever. Or he just wanted to coach. This guy just wants to play golf. He can be an entity unto himself playing golf. He can make enough money just playing golf. But when it stops being enjoyable to do something like that, you got to get out. There are certain jobs on the planet where it's enjoyable to have the job, and thus you can excel at doing the job. Some of them make a lot of money, some don't. Right? This is a job where you can make some money, but at the same time, we enjoy our jobs. I love showing up every day and doing the show. Love every day showing up and doing a game. Enjoy it. There isn't any point. The only days that I wake up and dread the day are days I'll give you an example. Wednesday's a perfect day like that in the fall, where I'll dread Wednesday just a bit. And here's the reason why. I have to get into work, but then I have to tape a TV show. Meeting starts at 10. We start taping about 10:30, 10:45, but I got to be out of there by 11:40 or 11:45, because now this is where you dread it. I got to make that run from the TV station to be a quarterback club by noon. And if things aren't perfect to get the show done, or a guest is a little bit late or something, okay, and it pushes the schedule back, now all of a sudden that 15 minutes you have becomes maybe 5 to 7 minutes to get there. And then you do the quarterback club, which is enjoyable, but then I've got a show I have to do at 1:04. So I've got to make sure I'm done there to get there by 1:04. And then I got to make sure I'm here at 3:09. So that's where Wednesday, for me, the only reason I dread Wednesday is the tight time windows between everything. Not the actual work itself. Love doing the TV show. Love doing the quarterback club. Love doing the radio shows. But it's the time crunch and the travel between each one where it's so tight that it gets a little uncomfortable. That's the only part of it I dread. Speaking to groups, love, I mean, everything. Everything about it. For Tiger Woods, I'm sure he loves the game of golf. But, for example, this is where a prodigy gets in trouble. Prodigy gets in trouble because at some point they get burned out by doing it. It becomes like such a job, they don't enjoy it.
Well, and that's what I was just going to ask you. Is he at the stage now where he's been playing it for so long that it just appears, but it does. It appears on the surface, and maybe it's because he's not playing well, maybe it's because of the injuries. He doesn't look like he's having fun.
Well, he's not having fun, but he has to explain everything he does all the time. I mean, you know, what about this? What about that? What about this? What about that? I mean, everything. And after a while, you get sick of explaining it. When you're confused yourself, you know, and the other part, too, I could see having a swing coach. Everybody has one. You could use one.
I could use one. I was freely admitting that.
All right. But everyone has a swing coach. But why does he change swing coaches so much, and why does he change his swing so often? I mean, like, he really changes his swing. I mean, Jack Nicklaus would go to David Ledbetter, and Ledbetter would, you know, okay, you know, hey, Jack, your swing's a little, you could tweak it a little bit here. Tiger Woods doesn't tweak his swing. When he makes swing changes, he actually makes a major swing change. And he's done this three or four times. Why? Why? And that now gets to me to the other part of it, the mental part of it. There's something in him that tells him he's not quite right all the time.
I think that's why it appears he overswings sometimes, especially coming out of the rough. Why his back hurts.
Yeah, but it's more than that. I mean, when you're making swing adjustments, why does Tiger Woods need a swing adjustment, like a change of his swing?
And you're not talking subtle differences. You're saying there's drastic differences
as to what he does. And it's like I've got to do this to make the next step. Next step to what?
Getting back in the top 100.
Well, that's because he hasn't been playing. Right. I mean, he hasn't played. That's the reason why. I mean, even 2 years ago, he didn't win a major 2 years ago, but he did win five tournaments. So, you know, and of course, the standard for him is an almost impossible standard to match. There's a standard on him that is different than everybody else.
That's what I think weighs on him more than anything. And I think that's why I get the impression that he overswings a lot of these recovery shots. And you know, I think that's why he's not having any fun. No. Because I think he's feeling the pressure of not necessarily winning every tournament, but doing it in dramatic fashion.
I'm not so sure how much he's practicing. I think what he claims he's practicing and what he is actually playing are might be two different things. Because what were we told? It was not overswinging when he has made his two tournaments this year. What killed him? Not overswinging.
Well, wasn't it his short game? Short was game. The issue?
Yeah, that's the subtle. That's the finesse game. And he looked like us. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. It's great to see the Shamokin Dam Orchestra here live in front of me. Wow. Good looking group. Great looking group. They're with us every day. Oh, another note from Kevin.
I wanted you to feel comfortable, so I'm sending you notes the same way I normally do.
Redskins picked up Dash and Gold and Golds in front of this goal is 2016. Who cares? If they picked up Tony Romo, that'd be worthy of it. That's just
informing.
That's a nothing move.
Just informing.
Okay.
Pro Bowler. No, I don't know if it's going to help or not.
No.
earlier this
week. No, I mean, do you want to know seriously what's going to help? They need to have Robert Griffin III play.
And play like he can. At a high level. Right. Play like he did in year one.
It doesn't really matter what other moves they really make. I mean, let's take offense, for example. They've got plenty of offense. Morris is an outstanding running back. Okay? Jackson is a home run hitter receiver. Yeah? Garcon, really good. I mean, they've got a lot of good offensive players around him. He needs to play. If he can't play, then any move they make becomes a moot point. I mean, it really comes down to him. He's got to be able to play at a high level. We had Larry Michael on the show last Friday. And Larry Michael thinks that he may have a really good year this year. Okay, I can understand where he's coming from with that. They've invested a lot in him. They gave up a lot to make this happen. But no matter what move they make with Goldson or whomever, it really becomes a moot point if he's not playing at a high level. I'm talking about Griffin.
Right, but I also find it interesting that when they send out their season ticket information, he's not one of the players they talk about when they talk about what the team has to offer. That's kind of, if you're a Redskins fan, that has to be a little bit disturbing.
It's not disturbing. You know.
Well, look what you've given up to get him. If the front office doesn't have a whole lot of confidence.
Okay, so what, the front office doesn't put Ben Roethlisberger on, but they put Le'Veon Bell on the tickets? Are you disturbed?
Only if it's in Colorado do I think that makes sense.
But I'm saying, though, I mean, you pick out guys to put on there. It doesn't matter. You think too much.
You mean to tell me you don't want your most recognized player on that sheet?
I don't care. See, you care about stuff I don't care about. Okay? For example, Penn State will put out a football poster. I'll go, okay, great, that looks nice, next. I don't care who's on it. I mean, who was the front guy last year on the Penn State football poster? Who was
the stadium?
It? No, it wasn't.
The last one I had was the stadium.
Some players on it. Okay, uh-huh. Who was the front guy out in front of her?
I didn't even see.
It was
last
Jesse
year's
Maurice. So what?
I didn't even see last.
Mike
year's
Hall
poster.
Was in the back. I don't care. What do I care? I've been on the poster before.
Did they have no one else to put on the poster?
No, I bet they had a bunch of us that, you know. Oh, there are a lot of pictures of a lot of different individuals on there. I was one of them. It's like, woohoo, hey, okay. All right.
By the way, earlier in the week, we talked about the Mayweather Pacquiao fight in pay per view.
$99.
I think I will be watching it on HBO a week later.
Why don't you get some friends together, three of them? And $25 a piece.
I would, but you said no.
I'm not going to drive here to watch the fight with you.
You wouldn't drive 5 minutes to watch the fight with me.
Sure I would. I'm not going to drive an hour and a half.
I won't pay $100 anyway, just out of principle. Or $25 of my $100.
No, but you'll buy a video game for $100.